Shakespeare's Macbeth is a standard of the dramatic repertory. But in director David Cote's sold-out production of the Scottish play earlier this month at the Indiana University Theater, the casting was unusual. The title role was played by an African-American actor. WFIU's Deshaun Tyree spoke with Cote, who's also African-American, and actor Ian Martin about race issues on stage.
I didn't really think I had much of a chance to be Macbeth.
When you think about theater, cinema, as African-American males, we kind of get pigeonholed or typecast.
Definitely.
So when you're going and approaching a different role, is that in the back of your mind, will I get typecast or not?
I certainly think about that in terms of my race all the time. It's definitely a conversation that I have with myself. I don't limit myself in that way. I know what are the great shows for the people that look like me, and I've done them even here. You know, in the Red and Brown Water last year was just like, yeah, Terrell Alvin McCraney, black man. Yeah, I want to be working on his stuff. But yeah, I can also do Macbeth because I've trained.
David, Ian being an African-American male lead, is this atypical for IU's program?
I guess so, since this being a university that only has 4% African-American. So there's not a lot of opportunity for African-Americans in that regard. But this just happened this semester. It's not like I was set out to find an African-American Macbeth. You know, you have to deal with what you have in the casting pool. And in the casting pool, this led us to this particular production, which is a joy for me because it makes it more multicultural and it makes the experience a little different to have a production where it's not the typical normal productions here at IU.
In the Red and Brown Water is a play about an African-American high school track star who foregoes college to take care of her ailing mother. Did this play's demand for majority African-American cast pose challenges at IU?
Kind of hard because you have to find all the African-Americans for the play. It was a challenge, but I'm also a believer if you build it, they will come. So, you know, it's about opportunity. If there's no opportunities, nobody's looking for the opportunities.
Ian, do you think that there's a lot of space for African-American males in theater and then in IU theater in particular?
I would say certainly yes. In my experience with IU theater, it's all about pursuing. It's always about moving forward. You know, I go into this audition room, my first audition at IU, and there's just all these black faces, and I did not expect this remotely. And so I ended up booking both shows, and that was my introduction to IU. And I think they sort of structure their program a little bit that way, to sort of like always have black shows in the canon in a cycle of a few years. But it doesn't stop there. And I think I'm an example of that. You know?
Absolutely.
You follow those things, you can get roles that are not necessarily for black people, you know?
Well, it's definitely for the art to put it out there, but it also is an economic means, having the show being sold out. That's the goal. That's what everyone wants. And then having a non-typical actor in the lead role, that could bring up issues that maybe wouldn't translate until being sold out. However, this provocative role that you did and how you did it, it did sell out. Do you think that your race had any play into that?
I hope so. You know, because like acting, that's acting. You bring who you are to the character.
And how do you feel about this, Mr. Cote?
Well, I mean, we have, you know, pretty good marketing here. But the thing that really makes plays sell out is word of mouth. And what you want to do, you want to have a play that people enjoy or entertain, and then you want people to talk about it. And when people start talking about it, then it's no better publicity than somebody say, hey, you need to go check out this show. And you want to put that kind of work out there where people want to come and want to feel the magic of theater. It's not just about giving the actors opportunity, it's about giving the community opportunity to see the play.
That was director David Cote. I also spoke with actor Ian Martin, who played the title role of Cote's production of Macbeth at IU Theater. For WFIU Arts, I'm Deshaun Tyree.